UK's Gamble Aware to shut down within a year. Gamble Aware, the UK-based independent charity focused on tackling gambling-related harm, has announced it will begin a managed wind-down of its operations. The move comes amid the UK's changing gambling landscape, with a full closure scheduled for March 31, 2026. The decision follows the UK government's implementation of a statutory levy and the establishment of new public commissioners to oversee gambling harm research, prevention, and treatment services across England, Scotland, and Wales. Responsibility for GamblingAware's remit will transfer to these newly designated public bodies as part of a wider systemic reform. The transition marks a significant shift in how gambling harm will be addressed in Great Britain, moving from a voluntary funding model to one enforced by law. The new statutory levy, first proposed in the government's White Paper on Gambling Reform released in April 2023, was officially announced in November 2024. The new system mandates that licensed gambling operators contribute a fixed percentage of their gross gambling yield to fund harm prevention, research, and treatment initiatives. Levy rates will range from 0.1% to 1.1%, depending on the gambling vertical and business type, with the government targeting an annual fund of £100 million to support the initiative. Andy Boucher, Chair of Trustees at Gamble Aware, confirmed that the charity will continue to carry out its commissioning responsibilities until the statutory framework is fully in place by April 2026. He emphasized that the organization has long advocated for a statutory approach and is proud of its contributions that helped bring this system into effect. Boucher stated that ensuring the safety of individuals affected by gambling harm remains the charity's foremost priority during the transition period. He also highlighted the importance of maintaining service continuity to avoid any gaps in support as public bodies begin to assume control. Future uncertain. Over the years, Gamble Aware has provided support to tens of thousands of individuals through initiatives including the National Gambling Support Network and national education campaigns. Boucher called on NHS England, the Office for Health Improvement and Disparities, UK Research and Innovation, and relevant agencies in Scotland and Wales to build upon the charity's achievements. He urged these bodies to ensure that insights and outcomes gained from GamblingAware's programs are preserved and integrated into the new framework. Gambling Minister Baroness Twycross recognized GamblingAware's role in the sector and underlined the government's intention to ensure a seamless handover. She noted that organizations such as Gamble Aware and the broader third sector have shown steadfast dedication to providing essential services for those affected by gambling-related harm. Twycross confirmed that significant measures are being taken to uphold current service levels during the transition phase. She also reiterated that the new levy system aims to expand the scope and effectiveness of existing programs through improved funding and a broader understanding of gambling-related issues. Throughout the transition, GamblingAware's website and existing prevention resources will remain accessible to the public. The organization has committed to maintaining support and communication channels until its closure in 2026.